USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump holding his daily coronavirus task force meeting at the White House.
America continues to wage all-out war to defeat the virus, this horrible, horrible virus. You see how terrible it is, especially when you look at the numbers from yesterday. And we explained why we're extending our nationwide guidelines to slow the spread 30 days.
More states are issuing stay-at-home orders to be put in place, including Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
I'm going to be doing an executive order today directing all Floridians to limit movements and personal interactions outside the home to only those necessary to obtain or provide essential services or conduct essential activities.
At least 230 million Americans are under similar orders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I do high school ball. I umpire softball and baseball. So I'm very busy and very active. And the main thing I've noticed since I started Balance of Nature is when I do these baseball, softball tournaments, I don't deal with cramps anymore, which has really been a big deal. Because I used to be basically after 2 days of a tournament, I would be bound up with cramping a good bit of the next day, and now I don't deal with it at all. So that's a real good thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A popular heartburn medication is the focus of a health alert from the FDA. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration is requesting that all versions of heartburn medicine Zantac be removed from shelves due to potential carcinogen contamination. Zantac is produced by a French drug maker, and some generic versions of it have been recalled over the last year because of possible contamination, but there are still some out there, and the FDA says it's determined the presence of that specific carcinogen in some of the products increases over time. The agency says it results in consumer exposure to unacceptably high levels of that impurity.
President Trump on Wednesday warned Iran and its proxies against carrying out what he alleges is a planned sneak attack on U.S. troops in Iraq. The president says on Twitter that if this attack happens, Iran will pay a very heavy price indeed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some critics say New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is biting the hand that feeds him. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
78,000 medical workers have answered the call for help from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, but he says the federal government needs to do more.
Time to say to that federal government and to FEMA and HHS, you have to learn how to do your job, and you have to learn how to do it quickly, because time is not our friend. It's about a social stamina. This is not 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
It's now personal for the governor. His brother, CNN host Chris, has tested positive for the virus.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is calling on Wisconsin to delay its presidential primary next week due to the coronavirus outbreak. Sanders suggests that states allow for residents to cast their votes by mail instead of lining up at the polling booth.
We don't want people to have to risk their lives in order to cast the vote. I think the proper process is, as quickly as possible, is for all states to allow people to vote by mail.
As far as if Sanders still stands a chance, he tells MSNBC.
We are taking a hard look at our campaign. We do have a narrow road, a path to victory. It's going to be a tough fight, and we are assessing where we are at.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.